McCavity took a step back as Kevin reached for him. His feet caught on the casket and he fell backwards into it with a cry of surprise. Kevin hesitated and Jim raced past, slamming the lid down. He held up the medallion. "I'm the boss now," Jim said. "Leave him in there."
"I can't do that," Kevin said.
"I think you can." The doctor had joined them, looking down at the plain black casket. "After all, you know as well as I do that what's in there isn't really Drell McCavity anymore." His voice tailed off as he looked across the pod and saw Rose and Sally standing just inside the airlock door. Rose's face was pale and her eyes were wide and moist. Sally's metal hand was clamped tight round Rose's throat, tiny breaths of steam escaping from the knuckles and the wrist as she tightened her grip. Rose had to struggle to speak.
"I trusted you," she managed to gasp. "I trusted you again."
"And how stupid is that?" Sally said. The side of her face that could actually show an expression was looking at Rose with contempt. Kevin was padding slowly towards Sally, but she turned so that Rose's body was between them.
"Don't even think about it, Paul," she spat. "I know what'll happen to you if you kill when you weren't ordered to without the Black Shadow."
Kevin stopped. He was shaking with anger, but even through her misty eyes, Rose could tell he was not going to be any help.
"Why'd you call him Paul?"
she managed to ask. Sally found that funny. Thin jets of steam escaped from the metal side of her face in time to the laughter.
"It's a nickname, short for Polly."
"Polly?"
Jim said.
"Polly Parrot,"
Sally said, mimicking a parrot, still laughing.
"Captain's pet. Just a tame monster who's allowed out when there's a job to be done that no one else can be bothered with."
"Doctor, please,"
Rose croaked, struggling to stand more upright. She didn't need to move much, just enough to be able to shift her weight onto her left leg to raise her right foot.
"Yes, sorry. So what's the deal here then?"
the doctor asked Sally.
"The deal is that I'm going back to Starfall, in this pod, just me and Hamlet Glint. Listening now?"
"But Glint's dead. He's gone,"
Rose managed to say.
"Almost there now, almost there,"